Chris, fantastic win today. I just wanted to ask that the equation was clear that you guys had to chase down the target within 14 overs to overhaul MI's net run rate. But I mean, before the start of the innings, how did you guys plan to go about it? Was it like, did you guys set yourselves a particular over within which to finish off the target, or was it like we'll play the first few overs and then decide accordingly?
No, exactly that. Obviously, we've looked at every single scenario possible. Firstly, obviously, we know that we haven't had the season that we would have liked, but obviously it comes down to one game. You never know what can happen in life. Anything's possible. So we looked at literally every single scenario that needs to go our way for us to even have the slimmest of chances. And we knew we had to chase down the runs today in about, I think it was 13.3 overs. So firstly, we had a job to do with the ball, which I think everyone stood up and did really well to restrict such a devastating side like that to 134 runs. And then after that, it was just down to the batsmen to be nice and aggressive and have their chasing down that total in 13.3 overs, which we did pretty comfortably in the end.
Good evening, Chris. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
When MS Dhoni walked out to bat, you were bowling. The first bowling phase was off you. So what was, in general, the team's plans when he came out to bat, and how did you go about that entire partnership between him and Faf?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, from the beginning of the game, we knew as a bowling unit that we had to be nice and aggressive and do whatever it took to restrict Chennai to as little runs as possible. So ultimately give ourselves the best chance of chasing down the runs quickly. So yeah, obviously when he came out, we just obviously got a couple of wickets and felt in good rhythm. Felt as though the ball was coming out nicely. So it was just more or less continuing the same. I tried to hit the pitch as hard as possible today, nice and straight. And yeah, see what rewards I got. So yeah, that was just my simple plan for him.
I am from India Sports News. So I would like to ask you that KL Rahul played a glorious knock. What are your views on the same since he's been scoring runs quite consistently for Punjab Kings?
What is my view on what? Sorry?
What are your views on KL Rahul performing consistently for Punjab Kings?
Oh, yeah, KL is a world-class batsman. It's such a joy to watch him play. I first played with him and I played for RCB back in 2016. And even then, some of the shots he played, I just knew he was a class player. It just seemed like, especially today, anytime he felt like hitting a six, he just took it. No matter where the ball was, you know, and yeah, as I said, he's such a high quality player, can play in various situations and in various ways, and he's more or less a 360 player as well, and it's just great to see him really go out there today and lead from the front and get us over the line in a timely fashion to give us an outside chance of qualifying.
Take one last question, go ahead, Jubna.
Hi Chris, congratulations. Just want to ask that, is it difficult, to see Punjab not in the top four despite having this kind of performance and, KL Rahul batting so well?
Yeah, it is. It's quite tough to take. I think we've been doing so much great stuff as a team in our planning, everything. To play a game like that today, you know, and obviously just a shame it came so late in the tournament. But literally that type of performance you saw today is what we've been striving for the entire season. Just didn't quite happen, but that's life. Obviously have to move on as quickly as possible, but still take some positives from it for every single player going forward. And hopefully long may that type of performance continue.
Thank you, all the best.
Thank you so much.